Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
That's,
yes. That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah. This,
yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have our real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of this scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix. Or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be. You can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag. You can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices. Phones, media, consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. ExpressVPN.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Tonight, on the emotional season finale of The Bachelorette, Scary Marlowe needed a date to the big dance.
I kind of needed to go with someone to the dance, because there was going to be, like, an incursion or whatever, and it was kind of like my job to stop them.
But to get to the dance, she's gonna need a date, because this is a no-losers dance. These are the most precious moments of your life. Soon it'll just be a memory, so you gotta find someone you love and date him and dance the night away before she leaves you for your brother, Calzone Tony. Which of these teens is she gonna date? Will it be Becca Cornstarch?
Hi, Scary, I saw your note outside the band room,
man.
Hurt me the unworthy?
Hello, my dear. Would you like to...
No.
Billy's cheesecake?
Hey, so after I get my pump, I was just thinking, like, you and me could, like, help dance together, you know what I mean?
Let me think about it for a bit.
Piss boy gum toucher.
You can just call me Link, and it's Scary. That'd be great. Why don't we just go together? We're just trying to save our dads. He's not really a real dancer.
I've made my decision. Billy Steezcake, will you go to the dance with me?
I cannot believe I'm going out with Scary. I've been crushing Hunter so hard since sixth grade gym class.
Yeah, I really don't care one way or another who Scary picks, but I gotta find somebody else, so maybe I should just...
Yo, so, like, Billy was, like, a little too enthusiastic, if you know what I mean, and I need somebody who's more my speed, so I was thinking, why don't we just go to the dance together?
Wait, what? Oh, okay, yeah, that's great.
That's it for The Bachelorette. What a love story. Now enjoy this sneak preview of The Bachelor in Paradise featuring me, Pepperoni Tony, drinking alone and crying at the Cheeseburger in Paradise off Route 9.
Welcome to Dungeons & Daddies, not a BDSM podcast. This is the story of four teens searching for their lost dads in a world forever changed after their granddads accidentally unleashed an eldritch god one whole season ago. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, cool anime-loving ranger teen. Taylor's rad fact for this week. Taylor has been trying, unsuccessfully, I should note, to get one of his dances sold in the hit game Fork Knife.
Oh my god.
Fork Knife. Yeah. Love that.
You know how, like, pronunciations of things change over time? That can happen in video games.
So this
games
is like
too.
McDonald's becoming Macca's in Australia.
Yeah,
it's now Fork Knife.
Yeah. The burgeoning metaverse economy of Fortnite has allowed it so that that is the quickest way to get rich quick. Create a dance and sell it to the...
So what's Taylor's dance? What's his move?
I feel like it's resheathing his blade over and it's like the sheath.
But it keeps getting tagged for looking inappropriate. Like, this is clearly not what people are using the emoji for.
There's a bunch of stuff at the beginning, but the finishing move is always, it's the look on the cover art, which is the two fingers at his eye and the little, like, salute off of the end of it.
And what's it called? What's the dance move called?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a good name
for it. The Swifty?
The Swifty. Yeah. The Swift Step.
The Swift Step.
Yeah, he's been unable to become rich off of his dances.
Aw.
Like all of us, really. Yeah.
Like all of us. Struggling
Speak
on that
yourself.
Grind.
I'm loaded from dance.
The Macarena.
Dance.
Beth invented the Macarena.
The Macarena.
Did you guys have to learn the Macarena?
Yes.
As part of, like,
why did they make us do that?
Could you imagine?
The Macarena is a curriculum.
You can still pull it out anywhere right now and people would do it.
Yeah, like, I want to do the Macarena right now.
It is the least dance that ever existed. I don't know why they made us do
it. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, arms. Those guys' hands and his cross.
Boom, hey, Macarena.
And then you turn 90 degrees.
Yep.
And then do it again.
And then you do it again.
That was the worst 10 seconds of our podcast ever. Because I was making noises as we acted out the Macarena.
We probably caused so many car accidents from people just automatically doing the Macarena.
Just they feel the rhythm and the groove and they can't help themselves.
My boyfriend was out of town. What else was I supposed to do?
Hey, everybody. I'm Matthew Arnold. I play...
Hey, Matthew Arnold. Hey.
Oh, that's fine.
That's fine. Has anyone ever done that before? Is that a first?
No, that's the thing now.
That's great.
I play the protective paladin, Lincoln Lee Wilson.
The protective paladin.
Yeah, the schooled at home sports kid.
I mean,
this is
also stay at home.
Yeah, he's staying at home.
I'm a stay at home student.
So one of the times,
I don't live at the school.
So the first thing that Marco and Grant were excited about once Lincoln was old enough to stay at home at night was that they started taking ballroom dance classes together. That's the thing that Marco and Grant like to do. But then Lincoln kept getting really lonely on Wednesday nights when he was alone. So then after a year or so, he started coming in, but he wasn't really into ballroom dance. But Lincoln is actually a very good modern dancer. He does a little bit of jazz dance as well. But he's got that footwork because he's like, it's good for his first work. He's good. He's like a good dancer.
That was me in middle school. I was the guy who would go up to the DJ and be like, can you play Cherry Pop and Daddy Zutsu Riot so I can bust out the jitterbug I learned at Cotillion?
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah.
He's like, do you want me to just not have sex with you right now and skip to the end?
Can you still do it, Will?
I can kind of do it. I think I've more or less forgotten about it.
Yeah, can you do the mashed potato?
Lincoln's definitely much more into modern dance, like hip-hop and a little bit of jazz dance, a little bit of whatnot.
Whatnot is actually, it was a famous hip-hop song from 2040.
Yeah.
And it's just hip gyrations. It's just simulated standing sex is all it is. One person by themselves clasping an invisible partner, thrusting invisibly, and everyone's like, this is it. The viral dance of the millennium. We've had it, the
all
whatnot.
The schools taught their kids how to do
all
it.
The school, instead of sex ed, they taught everyone the whatnot.
Like, well, it's actually the whatnot. When you go to a school dance, there's a sign that says no whatnotting. It's like that's the one dance you're not. It's like grinding back in our day. Like, we're not allowed to do it. And, but Lincoln's really good at whatnotting. Now, if we need to cause a distraction at the dance, maybe Lincoln will plot his whatnot.
Oh, my God.
Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play normal oak, perky, peppy, chipper, cheery, school spirit mascot kid. Got it in one.
Nice.
Fun fact about Normal this week, I thought I'd reveal how Teeny the Teen came to be the school mascot, which is that there was a contest to name the new school mascot, and the far and away front runner was Demon the San Dimas Demon. It's like the San Demon was there. It was the front runner. So like everyone was fucking flipping out.
That actually sounds tight as hell.
Yeah, like heavy metal demon. Like people were coming up with like summon the demon chants and shit like that. And
Taylor came up with that.
It all got way out of hand. And the school administration was like, we're going to get a lot of blowback on this. So Pepperoni Tony fudged the numbers. He rigged the vote.
He keyswan.
He pulled a keyswan and he picked what he thought would be the least problematic, least offensive name on the list, which was Teeny the Teen. And Normal Oak has been a fucking pain in his ass ever since.
Oh, wow. So does Normal think that everybody actually likes him? That they
yes,
all
I think 100% Normal does not understand that people didn't like Teeny the Teen.
Not my mascot.
Hi, I'm Beth May and I play Scary Marlowe, a goth punk seeker of darkness who is not like the other warlocks. Fun fact about Scary.
You can hear the smile.
It sounds fun already.
As has been established, she desperately wants to be in like a hardcore heavy metal rock band, but can't play the guitar. Is trying to like secretly worm her way into a guitar lesson from the orchestra teacher. So she decided to start playing the cello because she figured she could fit a guitar in a cello case. But her parents found out and now they're all like, you can't play the guitar.
Dang. What parent would deny the guitar?
My parents did.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, a drum set, I get, because it's a drum set. Violin, I get. Sounds like you're killing a cat. But a guitar?
Yeah, I eventually won this battle, so, yeah.
I'll say I've offered to give, I think, maybe 20 people over the course of my life. Be like, oh, can you teach me how to play guitar? Not a single one has ever made it past, like, part one, which was just like, do you want practice next week? No, no practice, huh? Okay, well, you know, it's going to be hard to learn guitar if you don't want to practice or play it.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm the Daddy Master. So how often outside of our podcast would you say you've heard the phrase daddy magic? Had you ever heard it before our podcast?
Have never,
you ever
heard it? Never in my life. Ever heard
me
it
neither.
I thought you made that shit up, bro.
I did make that shit up as far as I know. I mean, I may not be the first person who made it up, but I just pulled two words out of my head. So imagine my surprise when I'm watching All Elite Wrestling and a character comes on whose name used to be Matt Lee, and then he gets renamed into Daddy Magic Matt Menard. And I just want to say that if you're listening, I will fucking destroy you. I will powerbomb you into
the air. Invite him on the show or something.
Yeah. I'll destroy you in role playing.
Oh shit!
Come
bro,
on to the show,
bro. As of 2 days ago, AEW has filed for a trademark.
What?
On the term Daddy Magic?
Tony Khan, I swear to God.
They
Tony
have
Khan's
the trademark, dude.
There's only one way to settle this.
It's in the ring.
We can't do Daddy Magic merch. We can't do hats, shirts,
they can go
socks,
fuck themselves.
Sweatshirts, bandanas,
ridiculous.
Or hooded sweatshirts anymore.
That
now.
Fucking sucks. Tony Khan.
Wait. We can actually dispute the trademark filing.
Yes, let's do it.
That'd be fun to fuck let's with a guy it. Who literally is a billionaire and his dad is also a billionaire.
Yeah.
Maybe
who cares?
Maybe not.
I can still box a little bit.
I would pay to watch you beat up Tony Khan.
Let me roll to die.
Oh, yes. Roll to see if you die as a left-handed person, then roll to see if you jerked off.
72.
Okay, so you didn't die.
And then, what if you get 69?
And then you roll a, if you get 69, she becomes
I think we've
immortal.
Talked about this before, like outside the podcast.
She becomes immortal.
But just so we all know, I looked it up. We know that the left-handed thing, like left-handed people are more likely to die. It was like a bullshit study from like the 90s. And we know it's not real, but it's funny.
But historically, they've been more likely to die because they used to think it was like a weird perversion
you get
Or maybe in the future, we all hate left-handed people again. So who knows?
Yeah, yeah. That comes back around.
I've been treated with mostly kindness.
Mostly. So roll a D20, a saving throw for your constitution to see if you jerk off.
I thought it was a D10.
No. It's a D20.
Okay. A 9 plus 3.
Okay, you barely made it. You just had to beat a 10.
Shit.
Man.
How strong is that knife now? 4? 5?
5?
44, I think.
No, I think it's 5.
It might 5 be four. D4 damage. Well, don't stab my dad with it.
The last we left are in 4 intrepid teens. You were at the dance. You had picked up Hermie the Unworthy. And just before you stepped in, Taylor decided he would go with Margarita Pizza because Erica Drippins was at the popular kids dance. And upon stepping inside and hearing Pepperoni Tony explain that all the kids need to get together and kiss because his marriage is dissolving, you saw Larkin Sparrow on the dance floor.
Dead? Uncle Lark, but what are you doing here? Oh my God, I'm so glad you're okay. I ride up to them.
They're sort of dancing.
What kind of dance moves?
They're doing the Fortnite dances from our era.
Oh my God.
Okay, that checks out.
I literally, my stomach torqued itself, like in my own body.
They're T-posing. They're doing all the good Fortnite shit.
Are the kids loving it? Like, are they surrounded by kids? Like, oh, these two dads are cool? Or are they moving away from them?
What I meant to say was there is a vast ocean of nothing on the dance floor.
That's important.
And in the middle, there's an island of two grown-ass men
flossing.
Oh God.
Pepperoni Tony's like, whatever, there's two of them, this is fine, this is great. You could be more like them. They see you coming and they stop flossing and they go, hey, oh, it's normal. Hey, dad's here. Give me a hug.
I hug my dad. I was so scared.
No, you don't. Oh. Your arms go through him. Like, he's not even there.
What?
And he goes, oh, right. It's projecting. And Lark goes, look, Normal, you have to listen to me. Where we are, it's doing stuff to our heads. We tried to, I want to dance. No. Okay, so we're using a lot of magic to try to project and try to talk to you. There were some things we had to tell you.
What was it? What are you doing?
Okay.
What are those dance moves? No, I'll ask later. What's going on?
Sparrow goes, first of all, I love you.
I love you too, Dad.
I love you so much. Everything I love about you is so good. Everything about you is so good, except I would love it if you could be less weird. And Lark's like, stop that. You're being mean. He goes, no, I'm just, it's from the heart. I just think he's too weird and he's never going to be happy and it freaks me out and it kind of disappoints me and I'm a little disappointed.
Hey, only I'm allowed to call him weird.
Oh, you have friends. That's great. Oh, yeah. The other. Yeah. I remember what I wanted to say. You should come and save us. And to save us, you just need daddy magic. Daddy magic.
Yeah.
Did you see the door?
I did.
That's a door for you. It changes as you get older and longer.
We sure this guy's telling the truth?
Roll inside if you wash to.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to roll inside as well.
Your uncle seems drunk.
That's my dad. The other one's my uncle. Did you get into mom's stuff again?
No, what? It's the place where we are. It is having an effect.
I got a 13.
In his current state, a 10 would have been sufficient. So you can tell that as far as he knows, he's telling the truth. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's just this place, it really, really ruins your mind. And it kind of like eats away at what you are and messes with you unless you do something to stop it.
So I took
precautions and had a little drinky. And Lark is like, I didn't. I'm beginning to forget a lot. I told your dad some things I shouldn't, re me having sex with his wife when they were engaged and all that kind of
stuff.
And Sparrow's like, I knew when it happened and it was fine.
Wait, what?
It was too awkward to talk about, so I just let it slide, man. It's not a big... So we did a lot of research into dad. Magic, which is apparently now a trademark, and it
clouded the search results as we looked into it.
Yeah, the way you get it is it's a combination of your desires, re me, and my desires, re you. Unless Lark's your dad or something. Lark's like, I'm not his dad. It was a different time. It was not during the pregnancy. And Sparrow's like, okay, that would have been fine. I still would have loved you. My little weirdo, stinky boy.
Dad, can you, Dad?
Hey,
what
yeah,
is?
Stop.
Where are you? What the hell's going on?
Yes. So we're on another plane.
A plane?
No. No, we were trying to fight the doodler and do some stuff, but we got trapped here, and so that's bad. But the daddy magic, the closer we get to each other's desires and stuff, that's how strong your daddy magic gets. So if you can get really full of daddy magic by being,
not super weird, then you can come rescue us. Tonight, there's going to be incursion here, right? So that's why we came here. We knew there'd be an incursion. I could siphon some of the magic to project ourselves in here and talk to you. So if you just act like super cool and normal at this dance, and you like have a fun date that goes normal and is not weird, and you take off that mascot suit and maybe like wear deodorant, I think everything will be cool and I'll be proud of you. And then, well, yeah.
Whoa. You're not proud of me?
No, I mean, I love you a lot. I don't know, proud. Like, proud is like, I want to show you to people and be like, this is my son. And I definitely don't want to do that. And Mark's like, he means what he's saying. He doesn't mean to mean what he's, Lark starts hitting himself.
Hey,
he's
why
like,
are you being such a dick?
It's doing stuff to us. It's the drunkenness and also it's this place that we're in. He wouldn't be saying that if he was just sloshed
at home. Well, he'd be thinking it though, right?
I mean,
fine. Yeah,
yes.
Dad, I'll do it. Okay. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
But you don't have to though, Lark says. Lark says,
I mean, I kind of do.
No, because you don't have to come and save us. I want you to enact Code Purple. Did you hear? There's this thing.
No, I didn't know what fucking Code Purple is. We're way over our heads here.
I'll tell you what I know about Code Purple. Each of us dads was only supposed to know one aspect of it, so that if any of us got caught, then like the doodler wouldn't find out what it is. And also, Grant was saying that there was something about like it's too psychically damaging for everyone to know all of it all at once or something.
Is Grant there or our other dads
yes,
there?
Yes, absolutely. Grant's there. He misses you a lot. We all split up to go to different incursion points, and we're all hiding near different incursion points, which weirdly, it turns out it's in your school. Like one of them's like near your drama area and one of them's been like the band room and stuff, but like it's in a weird version of it, like over here. So it's like you ever see Stranger Things? It's really old show. It doesn't matter. But the thing is, like, oh God, I'm getting Code Purple. There is a machine somewhere in the archives at Daddy's called the Amplifier. You need to find that. And then whatever Code Purple is, the amplifier is a really important part of it. You can go to the drama club, and then there was a couple other ones I can't remember, where there are these incursions that are going to happen, and then you'll be able to see, you know, one of these pairs of dads, and we can tell you about our piece of the Code Purple puzzle. And then you can also maybe, you know, close the incursion and get a bunch of daddy magic that way. So it's up to you whether you want to come and rescue us or if you want to enact Code Purple or maybe both. Like, I don't know. But for me, I'm cool dying. You should not come in here. I think you would die. You should stay. Stay safe. Don't ever expose yourself to any danger whatsoever. We signed up for this. Your mom's a great person. She'll be able to be a good single mother. It's your turn to talk now. What's going on?
I'm here. I'm at the dance with my friends. We're trying to save you guys. And now I'm here and save us. Don't save us. What do you want?
Sparrow says, I want you to come and save us because I want to see my boy again. And Lark says, and I want you to not do that. I want you to do Code Purple.
Thank you for, okay, fine. I'll figure it out.
I love you so much. I like you so much. Not proud of you, but I love you. What's going on? And Lark's like, no, we have to get out of here. We told them what they need to go. Let's go. I'm so sorry. He'll apologize for that later if we see you again. I hope we don't, but like, yeah, you have a good life. There's a Glock under my desk. Yeah, bye. They start to slowly fade away. Is there anything you want to say to them before
no.
that happens? Okay. The last thing you hear before they fade away entirely is Sparrow going, are you mad at me? And then they fade away entirely.
Taylor like kind of saunters by. I was just getting punched. What'd I miss?
All right, just give me a second, guys. Just give me a second, and I walk off to the bathroom.
Oh, man.
On the way to the bathroom, you see Hermie the Unworthy is standing up against the wall, leaning up against the wall, reading like a pamphlet or something. Like maybe it's like a book with a cover folded back. No, that's not Chick-Track.
I go up to Hermie. I go, hey, Hermie, dude, look, man, look, your date's having a horrible time. Go do something.
He goes, oh, I have to continue my role, do I?
Well,
okay.
He said, give us space, but like in movies, like when somebody says, give us space, but you're on a date, it doesn't apply to the person you're on a date on. That's usually meaning like,
all right, I will. He cracks his neck. He goes, I will continue the method. And he rolls up this thing and puts it in his pocket and he heads into the bathroom.
Do we get a quick glimpse of what
if you want to roll perception or insight?
11.
Ooh, I got an 18.
Okay. So Taylor, you saw that it's the script of the play. Scary. You see that it is an adaptation of the ancient classic film. You can see on the cover, you see a guy like jumping downstairs or something like that. And he's got his like back arch and his head's in the air. And on the bottom, you see the play adaptation of Joker based on the film by Todd Phillips.
No! I hate it so much.
So Hermie the Unworthy, who this entire time was just method acting to practice for his lead role in Joker, pushes open the door to the bathroom.
Shit.
And what are you doing, Normal?
Normal is taking off the mascot head, and I've set it down on the sink.
Great.
And I'm staring at myself in the mirror.
He goes, ooh, having a moment of self-reflection. Do you want to be alone, or should I comfort you. To be honest, the role that I'm preparing for, he never gets the date that he wants, so I don't actually have to do this part, but you look like you might need some...
What do you mean? What role? What are you talking about?
The way that I behaved to you previously at the school with the moves on Scary that I put, all that unsavory business. That is part of my method acting process. I have...
He is going to become the Joker.
Oh, Scary! Scary's here! Yes, Scary followed me in. Yeah. I'm going to become the Joker. Yes, correct.
So you're an actor? You like, oh, that's
I like
right.
to consider myself a truther. That means a different thing now.
But he also believes, but he also doesn't believe.
But 9/11. I also don't believe 9/11 wasn't an inside job. But no, yes, I search for the truth in things and I bring them to the stage.
Well, I guess to get my dad back, I gotta act like a more normal person tonight. Oh. And I don't really know how to do that. I just kind of do me. If you were preparing for a role as like just a high school kid that their dad was proud of them, like what would that look like?
So he temples his fingers and begins to pace back and forth like he's Laurence Olivier. And he says, ideally, one would draw from one's own experience of normal people one has met or normal people they are. But as you are not normal, and as judging by the way that your pants just behave, your pants are not normal, it's acceptable in certain situations to go to pop culture. So when you think of particular characters, you thought, ah, that's a normal character. That's a normal person with normal desires. What comes to mind for you?
Well, I guess like probably those people in the background of other movies, you know, like extras,
yeah,
right?
Extras, yeah.
So, you know, where you're like, oh, you know, you're watching a movie and you're seeing the kid work through their stuff and you see like another kid in the background, like reading, and you're like, oh, I wonder what his story is like. Probably not as interesting because the movie's not about him. So
he gets really close to you and he puts his hands on his knees as he goes into like a squat pose and he goes, that's good. That's good. Follow that. What is, would you say, the most normal extra you've ever seen? Think of them in your mind palace. What were they doing?
Let's see. Like, I don't know, doing school stuff like drinking from drinking fountains or, you know.
That's it. He snaps. That's it. That's your, we call this business. What you do with your hands, what you do with your face, what you do with your body, that's how you get into the character. So what I want to see from you, normal, is I want to see you at those drinking fountains. I want to see you in that background. I want to see you being the best extra you can possibly be. For if normality is what you seek, there's nothing more normal than drinking water from a water fountain.
Okay, yeah. But I'm going to need some help getting a new outfit together.
Right.
I'm not really wearing much under here.
Fucking naked.
Hey, buddy, are you doing okay?
I mean, I'm okay. I'm going to think about it later. I'm just trying to get my dad back.
My dads don't drink, but, you know, sometimes they have a little too much soda pop and they get a little, you know, bubbly. And sometimes they say things that they don't always mean. Look, man, like, I don't know that many kids, but you're like, you don't mean normal. Look, my dad has a cool book. I brought copies for you all, but, you know, it's How to Be a Good Teenage Boy. I'll get, you know, it'll still apply for you, Scary. But anyways, one of the pages says, be proud of how you look and what you are wearing. And who you are, and I think you're not normal. You're just, well, you are normal because that's you. That's your name. You already are normal. Your dad's just—he's just a little bubbly. Don't worry about it.
But if we don't do the thing where normal looks like, you know, the other meaning in normal, then like, what are we gonna do?
I don't know.
I appreciate it, Link. You could be a good mascot because that was a great pep talk. But
oh, thanks.
I think I got to try this out, right, to get him back. I don't want to be doing this anymore. So here's what I'm thinking. We did a big clothing drive, and there's a bunch of clothes. So,
oh, normal, please. You're not talking to some audience member. You are talking to, and he rips the front of his suit off, and it comes off like because it's tearaway tuxedo, and he has another tuxedo on underneath it. He goes, you're talking to a thespian.
Oh,
and
we
actors
have,
don't wear tearaway clothes.
What I am that kind of actor.
It's true.
And he hands you the tearaway tuxedo, and he goes, I always come with a change of clothes, and perhaps
a quick change.
You always
a quick
come
change.
With
and
a
this
tearaway
can be,
with
two looks. Yeah, you got to bring looks with you if you're an actor.
Of course. This tuxedo is a slightly different color of off-black. It's like slightly lighter. It would be my honor to be your costumier for this production.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. All right, guys. I'm going to... We need to protect the mascot costume. That's number one, though, because Chaparral could be anywhere. They could have agents anywhere in this building.
Oh, I got an idea.
Yeah, what do you think?
Let's put this mascot costume in this stall, and then we'll take one of our anagram machines and just play back a voice memo of someone pooping real hard.
That sounds great.
I could just wear it. Because that could help you, too, because I feel like if they see me in the mascot outfit, they'll be like, oh, that's normal. And then they'll see you, a normal kid, they'll be like, that's some normal kid.
Ah.
But if they don't see the mascot outfit, they're going to be like, hey, wait, that's normal, but not in his mascot outfit. That's not normal. And then you won't be normal. So, like, Do you see what I'm saying?
It's like that thing where people are like, oh, I want to hang out with like shorter friends so that I seem taller, but instead it's just like, I'm going to have a friend be in a mascot costume. So,
I seem more normal.
Like you, so everybody's like, oh, that must be normal. And then they'll see some new kid, like, that kid's really normal looking.
You do that for me, bro?
Well, I'm doing it for my dad because I really want to save him, but like, I'm doing it for you too.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah.
Just okay. She's a little smelly, and
I'm gonna go clean it.
She okay. She pulls to the left, so you know, make sure you know, sort of compensate while you're walking. But that would be great because then I'll know that it's safe, and then I'll just try to blend into the background with Hermie, and we'll go from there. And hopefully, okay, that'll be enough to get my dad back.
So just to, since I'm gonna put this thing on, what are we doing? So you act normal, and then what's happening?
So as you say that, you hear a loud boom in the cafeteria.
It's a multi-purpose room, and they just move walls depending if it needs to be a cafeteria. Walls, right?
And you hear Pepperoni Tony go, oh, light show, what's going on here?
They must have hit the drop.
You get away from me. Hey, you get away.
And you don't know what happened, but that's what you heard.
Uh-oh.
The incursion's happening. We need to get out there.
Let's go out there and see what caused that boom.
Let's do it as normally as possible. I'm just going to, that sounds great.
Hermie says, right. I want to see a normal walk. Give me a normal walk to that door, normal.
All right, I'm going
to
make an athletics roll.
Yeah. You can also do acrobatics if you
wish. He's dropped the dice off of his table. Yeah, this is not a good sign.
That's automatic disadvantage.
It's on the other side of the...
Here's what happened here.
I got a die for you.
He's dropped the dice and it's fallen into one of my Pelican cases full of audio cables, and now Will is unable to find
dice.
It. Will
so you roll with this
found an entirely different
all right,
dice.
15 and a 19. So
wow.
15.
Wow.
So you do a pretty normal looking walk.
Normal usually has like, I remember when I was a kid, my dad gave me a hard time because I waddled when I walked. Like I did like sort of a jaunty side to side thing.
Oh wow.
And so normal's really? Just like it looks a little bit like.
You're cross country skiing.
It's like the T-1000 is cross country skiing. That's what it looks
it's
like.
It's essentially a scene from Bambi. Like you get up, it's a little awkward at first, but yeah, then you start shaky, like.
And Hermie is flower. He's like trying to push you from the right directions.
What's that movie? Forrest Gump.
How am I doing, guys? Does this look okay?
Wow.
Does it look remarkable at all?
Mad swag, my man.
No, what are you doing? It looks completely
okay.
It's happening.
Does Link suit up in
there? Yeah, I put the thing on my head.
Okay, roll constitution check.
I got a 7.
You vomit into it. You didn't clean it before you put it on.
Oh, yep.
Sounds wet in there.
It's it wasn't before.
Sounds wetter in there.
Guys, I feel sick.
All right, but look, Link. What do you want? You're carrying.
I pull it off, and I got vomit all over my face, and I'm trying to wash my face, and then I put it back on. I got a roll constitution again.
No, it's fine. I mean, you're used to it now.
I got 2. I threw up again.
Okay. Yeah, if you wanna.
19. It took me 3 tries, but now I get it. I'm like, you know, normal doesn't smell so bad here. Why does he do it a few times?
Yeah, only because you've coded it in your own sense, which you're used to.
No one minds the smell of their own brew, you know?
Yeah, now normal's going to have to roll the next time he puts it on.
God.
This is the most disgusting costume.
I look at him and said, now, Link, when you wear that costume, you are a representative of this school. You need to be pride personified. You need to be school spirit personified. Can you do that?
I will do my best.
Well, that's number one. That's the first lesson of being a cool teen is doing your best. Wow, okay. You're already on your way. And I give him a pat on the back.
All right.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. It's time to take off into the stratosphere. That graph of your net worth is going to the moon, baby. Because you know what the easiest way to do that? By canceling all the freaking subscriptions you forgot about. Or like ones that you paid for twice. Didn't even realize it.
Or the other 2 subscriptions you didn't even know were there.
That's right. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. And before I started using Rocket Money, I was like, I got a lean subscription pack. I'm not overpaying for stuff. And I took one look and I was like, not only am I paying for Funimation doesn't even exist. It's merging. So I'm like,
this is the second Rocket Money ad you've come at Funimation. I'm really upset about this.
I realize I'm playing for Xbox Live. I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like 3 years. Yeah. I was like, what am I even doing? I don't even know if you still need to pay for it. I don't even know how that works.
This is a subscription universe that we're living in between streaming service, fitness apps, delivery service. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forget about.
I'm still paying the fee at the cemetery for dead relatives I don't even visit anymore.
Rocket Money, here's what Rocket Money is. It's a personal...
Dig them up, I don't care.
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You get all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can just help you cancel it with a few taps. And they will even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service. They'll call. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies, rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes are in the air. And when you bring in beautiful flowers that are blooming, like I have in my vase in the kitchen, I want to smell those flowers, not my cat poop.
You know what's in the air is springtime flowers and not dust from the litter.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And the crystals, dog.
The crystals
change color, and they indicate early signs of potential illness in my gato, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, a lot of piss stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense.
On brand. Who's
the piss king of podcasts? Yeah. I want to advertise Pretty Litter on there.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. You never run out. And you know, the health monitoring is great. I can just go in, I take one look, and I'm like, you pissing good.
You good at pissing.
Pretty cats deserve pretty litter, and all cats are pretty.
So yeah,
all cats
go.
Deserve pretty litter.
Pretty Litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com.
You don't.
Daddy.
Your cat tries it.
You don't.
I mean, if you're curious.
Yeah, the plumbing's true. Out. If
you know what?
If your toilet's broken.
Yeah.
Play on.
This isn't the 1950s.
No,
whatever you want to do in your own home. Whatever you want to do in your own home as a consenting adult, you're free to do.
You know, in the Kinsey reports, he said that actually a surprising number of adults pee in their kitty litter. Yeah,
yeah. Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you exit the restroom, you see that the dance floor looks actually kind of similar to what it was before because you didn't see a lot of people dancing. It was empty. But now they're up against the walls. Freaking out. No, they're up against the wall freaking out, the people at the dance. No. And right up near the stage where Pepperoni Tony was talking, you expected to see a hole. They said it was a glory hole. But these incursion points, they're not quite holes. It's more like a big dome. This like big white pustulating kind of dome.
No.
That looks more than a little like just massive acne. And from the top of it, from the head, where the zit juice would come out. Where would? It's not currently happening, but instead of that, there is a writhing black tentacle that has opened up and has wrapped itself around Pepperoni Tony's neck. And as you see this,
PT, get away from him, you zit!
All right, get inspiration. You get to use that for later. As you say that, the tentacle kind of detaches from the incursion point, which stays where it is, and it finishes wrapping itself around Pepperoni Tony's neck, and it snakes its way up to his lips, and it starts applying itself to his lips like lipstick.
Oh.
And every single time it applies itself, it gets a little bit shorter and a little bit shorter, like it's dissolving itself as it goes into his lips, and his lips are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and they're the size of his head now, and bigger and bigger, and he falls over because now they're the size of his torso, and his lips kind of split open because they're a little bit chapped, and from the splits in his lips, some tentacles come out. His legs are still around, though, which is weird. He still has his slacks on in his legs.
He's completely
intact. Is Margarita watching this?
Margarita's watching this, and Margarita goes, "Oh, no!" Like, she's
you're embarrassing me.
Dad!
She goes, "Dad! Not in front of my friend!"
She's beginning to completely lose her shit.
Scary is walking over and unsheathing her, like, knife thing, but she's trying to act like a normal teen, too, so she's just like, "Oh my God, gross, nasty, ew. I sure wish that I had a hot car." Vroom.
So somebody near you goes like, "That girl sounds really normal." I thought that scary chick was weird. Turns out she's just
like
us.
She's just like all
of us. Did you hear what she said about hot car? I want a hot car.
I want a hot car. Gonna drive it. It's so hot.
This weird lip creature that once was Pepperoni Tony looks out onto the dance floor, and with Pepperoni Tony's voice, it opens its lips, but its teeth are still the same size. They're just really small in the back of its fucking mouth.
On Earth?
And it goes, "Everyone!" Two of its tentacles that are coming from its lip, they lash out and they just grab two random kids that you haven't seen before and that don't have names. honestly, the kind of people Normal wants to be.
Jeffrey!
Sorry. The one nice guy from Varsity Soccer.
Yeah, Jeffrey and Cool Chris. Oh, yeah. No.
Jeffrey and Cool Chris.
Not
two
Sean.
Of the, two of, it's Jeffrey, Cool Chris, and Sean, three of the 12 Varsity Soccer players.
Oh, no.
And they go, whoa, what do we have here? And then three of the tentacles grab him, and you hear Pepperoni Tony's voice from this monster going, now kiss. And it pushes the three of them together, their mouths together, and it goes, yes. And then the tentacles start like spewing out this like adhesive liquid, this red adhesive liquid that like globs onto their faces, and the guys try to start pushing away. Not because they're like, we were gonna kiss anyway, but we don't like being forced to do this. And they try to tear their heads away, but the sticky substance has kept them adhered to each other. And they go,
Cool Chris, Sean, and Jeff are the coolest couple in school.
Yeah, they're the coolest triad in school. Thank you. They kind of fall over because they can't keep their balance. They go, and the tentacles start hovering over the crowd because it's not specifically against you yet.
Oh, okay.
I think everybody should be allowed to get an action unless you take an action that's directly harmful to the thing, and then we go into initiative.
Is there like a microphone?
Yes, it is exactly what Tony Pepperoni was using, so it's right okay. next to him. It's knocked over now. I was on a stand, so he could do stand-up. He's tight five if he wanted to, but you can go and get it.
I pull it off the stand because I'm doing a tight five. So, about that tentacle, huh? Pretty wild. All of you should just run.
And then
please
Taylor,
run.
And then Taylor, almost on cue, pulls the fire alarm.
Yeah,
his
run,
signature move.
Scary out, and I drop the mic.
Okay, so Taylor, in order to pull the fire alarm, you'll have to do it like a dexterity check to see if you can do it quickly enough before the thing notices you're trying to do that. Scary, if you succeed a performance roll, then Taylor will get advantage on that attempt.
Okay. Natural one.
Ooh, dang.
Ooh.
The mic was not on.
Gives you a little electric shock.
We still
shock,
heard you, Scary. That was pretty funny. Are you a comic?
Yeah, the only person who heard you was Lincoln, which is worse than nobody hearing you.
Nobody ever listens to me. It's like nobody can even hear me at all. Oh.
Okay, so now if you want to do a check to pull the fire alarm without getting spotted, it could be stealth. It could be like acrobatics, like you're trying to run over there and do it.
7 plus 1, 8.
8. Okay, so as your hand reaches out toward the fire alarm.
I'll tell you exactly what it is. My hand goes for it, and then you see the fire alarm, and the camera whips in, and then you see 5 bulky Gundam fingers jamming against it. I'm like, dang it! Curse these Gundam hands!
Yeah, you can't make a fist. And not only that, Pepperoni Tony sees that you're trying to do it, and he slaps the fire alarm off the fucking wall. Like, one of his tentacles just whoosh, and goes into the wall.
Oh,
and
it's
like,
no.
Fake, and it's just glued there.
Yeah, yeah. It was never a real fire alarm. All right, now Normal and Link, are there any things you would like to do that are not directly offensive?
I was just going to do... I had an idea for a weapon and a mechanic for it.
Sure.
I was going to open up my gym bag, because I always have my gym bag with me, and I was going to switch to my cleats. And I was thinking what I could do with cleats is like my unarmed attack gets like bonus damage, but I always have to roll athletics check because if it's not on grass, it's slippery and I might fall.
Love that.
That's
great.
So I
that's
like,
fantastic.
So I get like bonus damage, but I have to do like an athletics check, and if I fail that,
that's great.
Check.
Now you are wearing Teeny the Teen's big floppy feet.
I feel like mascots usually they're like floppy and they don't actually go around your feet because then you'd be standing on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so it's just like a fake,
like
big,
bell bottoms type thing.
Foot.
Yeah. So like floppy foot. So yes, I take off my dress shoes and I put on my cleats.
Okay, great. So
and then I think unarmed damage
wearing,
is like a D4.
Wearing your dress cleats.
Normal damage is a D4. We'll say it's a 2D4, but you have to roll athletics and not fall over.
Awesome.
Okay.
While you're doing that, Normal looks at Pepperoni Tony, ruining yet another school event with his personal life problems.
Keep it at home, Pepperoni.
He feels his love for this school surging through him. He feels the school spirit inside him, and his eyes glow white, and he says, "Drop," and I cast Command.
Ooh.
You speak a one-word command to a creature you can see within range. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw to follow the command on its next turn. And that is a wisdom 12.
He's a VP. Do we think VPs get plus or minus to wisdom? Is it wise
but
to be a vice principal
on the school? It depends on the school district and the politics. Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes
he just won't
get
a bonus up or down, man. He got a 10, so he fails. So he drops?
Drop means drop what you're holding. So he drops the kids.
Oh, sure. Whatever their fucking names were, the three.
Cool Chris, Sean, and Jeffrey.
Jeff, all right.
Yeah, Cool
Thank
Chris,
you.
Sean, Jeffrey, come
Let me
on.
Write that down.
And
by
cool
the end of this
Chris
season,
Chris
we'll have all of the 12 names.
Cool Chris is K's.
K-O-O-L.
Yeah.
K-R-I-S.
Yeah.
Cool like he's Chris. A 90s, like, white boy hip-hop star.
Yeah, his name is Cool Chris, and he's here to say...
Yeah.
He really loves Jeff.
In a major way.
And Sean May. <Yeah.
laughs> Sean did it.
I love him, boys. Sean and Jeff Ferret.
Yes!
He's got the gift.
He is the one. Everyone's taking a turn. Cool Chris, Sean, and Jeffrey are still adhered to each other because of this goo, but they're just on the ground sort of like rolling around, just like, oh, this is weird.
So now everybody please roll initiative.
Yeah.
Ooh, yikes. Pepperoni Tony got a natural 20.
You know, sometimes going first isn't the best.
Yeah, you know.
How do I have initiative plus 3?
15 plus 1, 16.
6 plus 3, that's 9.
I got plus 2 initiative, so I got 4 total. A whopping a 4.
Nice. I got a 7.
A lot of low boys.
Low rollers.
Low does.
Roller.
Roll
a little lower.
So Pepperoni Tony goes first. Because Normal and Taylor were the two people to do something that's closest to like offensive toward him, you can see the lips kind of turn in your direction, both of you being, you know.
Yeah, it's like a Rolling Stones concert.
Or the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, the Rocky Horror, that's what I was trying to think of, the big lip, there we go.
Yeah.
He is going to latch out with two tentacles, and with one of them, he's going to grab Normal, and with one of them, he's going to grab Taylor.
Taylor would like to use his cosplay Gundam shield that he has try and block.
So it is made of cardboard, so I'll give you a plus one to your roll to try to
break the roll. Cardboard is probably a mixture of resin and carbon fiber.
You get a plus two.
But it's definitely a cosplay shield and not like a shield.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to roll just a d20 to see if he grabs you or not, and then you'll have to beat that roll.
Is that an attack?
No, I'm not considering it an attack.
Okay, so he's not.
It's like a grapple.
So we got a 12.
All right, it's a fair roll.
So both of you please roll dexterity saving throws or something to avoid this.
3 plus 1 plus 2 is a 6.
All right, you did not beat
it. So it just blows through my shield. I'm like, no, my shield!
Yeah, it blows a hole in your fucking shield. It's ruined.
I got an 8 or a 10, rather. What did he roll?
He rolled a 12.
Okay, so here's what I think happens is Normal attempts a front handspring to dodge out of it, but since he's not in the costume, his weight balance is off. Even more than it normally is, because he can only halfway do one to begin with.
So you just end up flat on your back.
I just fucking turf it straight into the tentacle.
Great. So both tentacles grab you, and he goes, now, curse! And he spits. The tentacles again emit this red fluid that drips down onto both of you, and he squishes you together.
Now here's my question. Can Taylor, as this is happening and seeing that there's going to be goo on his face, activate his visor so his Gundam mask comes down and covers his face?
You should have just said it's already down, Freddy. That would have been...
No, but I would have needed to have it.
All right, roll a sleight of hand roll. See if you're quick enough.
You Iron Man that shit?
Natural one.
Natural one
plus one.
It closes on your tongue.
No, you know what?
Your tongue's just out.
You know what it is? It's that this small amount of vigor and stress in this environment is just collapsing his costume around him. So
shatters off of you. Yeah. It starts cracking around like your fucking Iron Man getting like pulled out of his fucking suit. It's
yes,
just like
exactly.
Just cracks all over it.
No!
If the tentacles squeeze a little bit tighter and you're and then it like Mega Man, and the fucking suit just shatters off of you entirely.
I saved up one whole week's allowance for this!
And then, yeah, you could both get squashed together, face to face, and like, he didn't even get you at the right height, so your like nose is in Taylor's mouth.
Eye socket.
Yeah. Oh, eye socket, yeah.
It sounds like a teenager's first kiss, all right.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was asking, this red liquid, like, what's like its consistency?
Like a jelly. It looks like strawberry jelly.
It's not like
it's
fruit
like you
punch.
Just got hit in Call of Duty. You know, it's like, oh, I got all this jam on my face.
It's like alien. Like, it's like alien goo from the movie Alien and Aliens and Alien 3 and Alien Resurrection, but it's red.
Well, no, because that's like acidic.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
I just meant
yeah.
like consistency.
Oh,
no,
the goo like that they leave, the not acid
yes.
stuff. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay,
it's kind of like that. Sure.
Okay. I'm just trying to.
Again, I'm just trying to say something that's relatively neutral and not that gross, like strawberry jelly.
Okay. Yeah.
But also Prometheus and Covenant. Too,
oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't forget
the jelly versus Predator. Predator 2.
That's true. I think there's a different consistency in Alien versus Predator 2.
Predator 2. Predator 1.
Whoever wins, we lose. That's a great tagline.
Predators by Shane Black or Robert Rodriguez. The Predator by Shane Black.
Oh, they definitely in the future they have a thing. It's To Catch a Predator, and it's just the same show. It's the same show, but to spice it up, Chris Hansen comes out in an alien
costume. Like, why don't you have a seat?
Why don't you? Yeah, and then as you sit down,
I saw this text message sent to LV426 saying, "You want?" Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but all the eggs on LV426 are underage.
It's just a big buff man sitting in an apartment, like strapped and shirtless, and then like a predator.
I don't have time to.
Opens the
things.
Door.
Hello.
You are one ugly motherfucker. I would never have sex with you. And with his second action, you're going to hear a voice that is not Pepperoni Tony's come from that lip, and it goes, we would speak. And you see something begin to crawl out of the mouth of Pepperoni Tony. You actually see a lot of little things. They look like doubled up worms at first, like two worms stuck together, until you realize they're tiny pairs of lips that are squirming and wriggling.
Oh,
they're bright white, and they are starting to crawl along the floor towards the kids. Now it is Taylor's turn. Taylor, unfortunately,
okay, so I'm grappled, right?
You are stuck to normal right now, and you can try to break free with a DC 16 strength check.
Ooh, that's...
Can I do a DC draw my sword cane and do a cool slash check?
Give me a sleight of hand roll to see if you can reach it. Because it also, like, dripped down your body, so, like, your fronts are stuck together, too.
12 plus 1, 13?
13.
Something wriggles free, maybe, not totally...
Yes, yes. Yeah. Let's say you managed to unstick one arm. There's nothing in it, and especially now that you don't have the Gundam suit on, but your arm is free at least, and maybe next turn you can grab your sword.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to do on this turn? Like a free action, you know, looking at stuff, talking at stuff?
I like the idea that I'm getting, like, tossed around a little bit. Like, you know, so I'm just like, wait, you're the god to the cool kid dance!
All right, Lincoln, it is your turn.
We're invited!
Okay, so there's just, like, a big human-sized, like, 6 foot tall lip.
Crashing things you're not invited to. It's
and there's
cool
like
gets
two tentacles and they're holding Normal and Taylor.
Yes.
And then there's also tons of tiny lips coming out of the floor.
Yeah, we'll say there's 30 of these like kind of cockroach sized squirming worm lip things heading towards the kids.
Oh, no.
Towards the kids. I mean, the kids are probably naturally running away at this point.
Yes, the kids are running and screaming,
trying
to get
a fire alarm to
yes.
tell them.
Sorry, I should have explained.
Oh my God, and now the fire alarm's gone?
Now we got to go.
This dance is weird.
Yeah, no, the kids are already trying to stream and get out of the cafeteria, but also in their panic, some of them are like running up against the wrong doors. The kids are like smushing up against
as
each
if,
other.
By the way,
some
as
of
if
trapped.
The sight of two adults doing Fortnite dances wouldn't have cleared that room out an hour ago.
I'm going to do Divine Smite.
That
which
sounds
is
cool.
It is pretty cool. It says melee weapon, but I'm just gonna say like
your cleats are a melee weapon.
Yeah, it's my melee weapon. So I'm gonna leap in the air and like
kicks.
Ground. Essentially, I'm doing a ground pound because when you do a melee weapon attack, you can expend one spell
Beth,
slot.
Beth, it's a video game.
It's
thing.
A video game term.
Not Beth, it's a video
ground
game
pound.
Thing.
Like
whatever.
Mario does a ground pound. You know, on Princess Peach. When you hit a melee
okay.
weapon, sorry,
Yoshi does a ground pound wherever he wants all
yeah,
the time.
All yeah. of You can expend one spell slot to deal 2d8 extra radiant damage to the target, plus 1d8 for each spell higher than first, plus 1d8 against undead or fiends. Point being is like it feels like it does damage to everybody around the damage point. Are they undead or fiends? What are fiends?
Fiend is like demon people, and they're not. So that would be like, you know.
So I could only just squish one of them?
You're trying to do an AoE?
AoE around them.
It didn't sound like that was AoE. Is it AoE?
It's extra radiant damage to the target plus 1d8 for each spell.
No, no.
That's a lot of damage to one target, it sounds like. So you could do that to Pepperoni Tony if you wanted to, but if you're just doing it on one worm, you're going to annihilate one worm.
I'm going to try to like bicycle kick. I'm going to do a cool bicycle kick in the air against the tentacle holding Normal.
Okay. Go ahead and
what
give me
does
a roll.
AoE stand for? Because I thought of a sexual way thing.
What is your version? I'll tell you the real one first. It's area of effect. So instead of a shot, it's a grenade. What is your thing?
Anal oral hour.
Anal oral what?
What was the E?
Ejaculation.
So the wrong order to do at least the first two. That's a shirt. We can make a shirt for that. You can't take that from us, Tony Khan.
WWE's not taking that one anytime soon. Yeah, I'll still use Divine Smite on that, though, because it feels like it's more powerful.
Yes, for sure.
2D8. So first I'm going to roll Athletics to see if I slip.
Okay.
I got an 11.
In future, it will be 12, but I want you to do a cool thing.
Okay.
Perfect.
So I'll do 2D8 extra radiant damage. So I'd normally do
2D4. 2D4 and then 2D8.
Oh, big
okay, so first is 4. So then 4 now plus 2D8. I double rolled 1 on the 2D8.
Oh, no.
That's fitting. So I
That's
got
fitting.
6.
Yeah.
I got 6.
You got a 6.
Ooh. Yeah.
You hate to see it. One of your spikes goes like into it and sort of cuts clean through, but then it kind of heals back up a little bit. Like it hurt, but it's not. You didn't do anything.
Oh, okay.
You did. I should have just let you fucking whiff.
Yeah.
It would have been a better day for all of us if you had.
It would have been cooler to whiff.
Careful, Link. It's got self-healing regenerative abilities.
Now it is Normal's turn.
I am stuck to Taylor and like my lips are on his forehead or something like that.
Aww.
His eyeball.
Basically imagine that you two stood together. Somebody put glue on the front of both of you and then just went
smushed. Okay, so it's like
together.
I'm on his cheekbone or
yes,
something
basically,
like that.
Yes,
basically. All
right. Oh, so we communicate just as we talk the vibrations.
Yeah.
Like those bone conducting headphones that people have. But it's that. It's like, it sounds like, sounds like you're in my head.
Hey, can you hear this? But I realized because all of my spells have V for verbal as a condition, I can't cast any spells while I'm stuck to your fucking head. So I'm going to try to wriggle off of, I guess I'll try to do that strength check.
No, here's what you should do.
What?
You're the mascot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do the worm. The worm will let you unstick.
Oh, yes, that's great. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah.
I'll give you advantage for the strength check because that's a really good idea.
To Taylor, I go, hang on, Taylor, I'm going to do the worm.
Wait.
And then I'd start doing the worm to bust out of here. Oh, that's great because my acrobatics is higher than my strength. So I'd like to use an acrobatics roll.
Sure.
Ooh, I got a 20.
Oh, a natural 20?
No, 18
a dirty
plus
20. 2. Great. Yeah. You managed to worm, which I assume means that the back of Taylor's head is like, ow, ow.
Are we vertical? Because maybe it's like a vertical worm.
Oh, if it's a vertical worm, that's
it's
better.
It's a new
okay.
move Normal's been practicing in secret, the vertical worm.
Great.
People said it wasn't even possible.
The worm. The V-worm.
The V-worm. Okay, great. So yeah, you like do the V-worm and you can feel the-
This
like,
feels so weird.
The crack, crack, crack of this gel that it was beginning to harden is now shattering as you do it. And now the two of you are separated.
I love the idea that I have a normal outline now on my, like, everything else is right. The edges of it have the sticky stuff, but now I have, like, the outline of
another person on your...
Yeah.
Okay, so you are now free.
Does that count as my movement or my action?
Let's say that's a movement.
Okay, in that case, I am going to cast Guiding Bolt. A flash of light streaks towards a creature of your choice within range. Pepperoni Tony. It's a ranged spell attack. So how do I do that?
Do you...
Here it is. +4 spell attack.
Great.
So I just make an attack.
You roll a d20, yeah. You add 4 to it.
All right, I got a 20.
Jesus. Okay, so what happens to him?
He takes 4d6 radiant damage. And the next attack roll made against this target before the end of my next turn has advantage, thanks to the mystical dim light glittering on the target until then.
Jeez Louise, okay.
Which, for our purposes, we will say takes the form of 4 arrows around him like a lock-on target in a 3D action adventure.
Fantastic.
When you strafe, you circle around him.
Yeah, quick, lock on with your next attack.
Scary, it is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to cast True Strike on Tony Pepperoni. You point a finger at a target in range, your magic grants you a brief insight into the target's defenses. On your next turn, you gain advantage on your first attack roll against the target, provided that the spell hasn't ended.
Jeez Louise.
Ooh.
The next 2 attacks against Pepperoni Tony are going to get advantage.
What insight does she get into his defenses?
That he's really insecure about how much his wife loves him. Mainly stuff he already knew. He's insecure about dying alone because all of his dad and his grandparents have all died alone and, you know, hurt people. It is now Pepperoni Tony's turn again, and for one of his actions, he's little wormies. There's a couple of girls that are trying to get out through one of the emergency exits that's just for some reason stuck because this is a shitty, horrible school.
This school is like a
death trap.
There's even a teacher there trying to open the door and it won't budge. The voice goes, "Worms, move," and the lips move toward, and they crawl up the legs of these kids and the teacher, and they like go up under their clothes and they climb up their chests. They're like the fucking scarabs from Mummy, except
with
clothes, not skin. And then it gets to the lips, and then it becomes like the scarabs from the Mummy, and it goes,
oh, nice.
They get onto the lips and then they attach themselves with a loud like crunch almost. Like you can see these like these little barbs come out of the sides of these white lips. And then you see almost like veins begin to like appear from the lips moving upward throughout the heads of these two girls and this older teacher. And simultaneously they go stock still and they put their hands down and they look into the sky and they go, and then for his other action he sees that you two have broken up and he goes, "No, I said kiss," and he is going to use his tentacles to attack twice, and he's going to aim at, because he saw that Normal did the vertical worm. He's going to try to attack you 2 times with his tentacles, just a slap across the chops.
I'm going to cast in reaction protection while wielding a shield, which Lincoln never goes anywhere without shin guards, because those bad boys, it's like a piano player protecting their hands. You got to protect your shins at all costs.
So he's like a piano guards. Player protecting their shins. So he puts,
everyone's got shins.
He puts those shin guards like on his forearms, you know, like cool shields, and he's going to do protection.
Ninja style, dog.
Like ninja style.
Dude, I did that so hard. I was like, I had a Sub-Zero costume.
So you can use a reaction to impose disadvantage on an attack roll.
Disadvantage. Okay, cool. So the first one will get disadvantage. That's a 16 for the first roll, 4 for the second roll. So the first tentacle attack, just you dodge it expertly as it zooms towards your head. The second attack roll is, what's your AC?
18.
18. Oh, wow.
So this
one. 18?
That's really high.
Is that too high?
That's way high. Mine's 11, dog.
Mine's 13. 12.
While he's figuring out his armor class, I'll say I want to take back that I did not take my shin guards off and put them on my arms. That's stupid.
No, I assumed you would just use your shin guards.
I deflected it with my leg. So yeah, that first one, I like kicked the tentacle away.
You know that move Sammo Hung does? You know what I'm talking about? That like sweep, that crescent kick sweep?
Yes. And then, yes. And block. Yeah, yep. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I have scale mail, which is +4, because remember that Lark armored my...
But you're not wearing that right now.
Shit!
That's right, you're just wearing normal.
So yeah, no, normally I have a scale melee and a shield. Which gives me another +2.
Yeah, which you have
what?
None of those things right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but I do not have those right now.
Wait, so normally when you're, like, geared up, you have an AC of 20?
I guess I probably don't have a shield, because I don't know what shield normal would have, like, other than, like, maybe a backpack full of heavy
I mean, the mascot outfit's really fluffy.
But that would be the scale mail.
That's the scale mail. I'm cool with the scale mail. But, yeah,
but yeah,
shield
no,
doesn't
so
make
you're
sense.
Right. So minus 4 is 12.
Cool.
Is
and he got
AC.
Wait, so you have +4, Matt.
No, I'm 13.
No, but you're wearing the mascot costume right now.
Yes.
Oh, you do.
Wow.
That's correct.
Cool, my AC is 17 now.
For the first time outside of your mascot uniform in very, very long, I hope this doesn't dissuade you from ever taking it off again, because the tentacle hits you really fucking hard in the head, and it is going to do...
What? How many dice?
11 damage.
Oh, all right.
Are you in death saving?
No, I have 4 health left.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay. And yeah, there were going to be 2 of those going for you.
I told you I wasn't safe outside of the costume.
All right. Taylor, it is your turn.
I flop as normally as I can to the ground, like the way a normal kid would when they get pushed to the head by a tentacle.
Roll performance.
I got a 10.
Ooh, you look like somebody who's in a high school play where they do the crumple thing where you don't take any, where it doesn't hurt, where you kind of like fall. Have you guys ever fallen on stage?
Yeah, so you do like almost like an S. Like,
yeah,
like,
you make an S with yourself as you hit the ground. Yeah. And as you open your eyes on the ground, you can see Hermione and Worthy just kind of going.
You also see Link, who's a master at knowing.
I was about to say, I was like, you fall like a soccer player. I was like, don't buy it. Don't buy it.
Yo, what the fuck is Hermie doing during this fight?
Hermie is watching.
He's
great
studying.
Yeah, I'm a study of human behavior. But more than
oh
that, I would
God.
Like to be a study of whatever this is. This is truly fascinating. He opens the door at one of the rooms and helps people out because he's a nice guy now.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by MeUndies.
Yarr!
They're driving me nuts.
We steal your booty.
Oh, wow.
We're pirates.
Hey, speaking of things coming out of our pants, MeUndies is finally unveiling the Contoured Pouch and Ball Caddy, a micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted.
And equal.
Finally.
I hate it when my testicles merge into one. Listen, it just makes sense. We need a compartment for the dangly bits. The fact that on an engineering standpoint, MeUndies was brave enough. Yeah, I'll say
You're
it.
Brave
enough to sew in a big old pouch to keep things
yeah,
all...
Yeah, imagine the only bras that were around were sports bras. No,
acceptable.
That's what boxers are.
That's what boxers
but
are.
But finally, they've given us
Beth.
I have issues with this.
But finally, we got underwear that just holds them in its own little compartment.
Beth, would you like to lodge a complaint?
If we only wore sports bras, that would actually be incredible, I think. You know, I would much rather wear a sports bra than a regular bra. But maybe I'm completely wrong.
I have no opinion on the bras.
MeUndies going to develop a ball caddy with an underwire. That's what I want to know.
MeUndies
that's haunting.
Well, listen, you don't have to. By the way, MeUndies, listen, they got the all-black classics, fun, expressive prints.
MeUndies, you don't have to wear them.
Sizes, XS to extra small to 4XL, flattering cuts for everybody, but... They also do, speaking of butts, versatile loungewear. They got lounge collection. They got joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. I got a little like a bedroom like
okay.
long
hoodie
pants.
Is like underwear for your head.
Yes. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, comfy, and it's ideal for all day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/dungeons. That's MeUndies.com/dungeons for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Blue Nile. There's many reasons to gift jewelry to a loved one.
Name one.
Apologies.
Apologies. Okay. What else? What else?
Did I say that too quickly? Was that too quick?
Bribery. 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 But here's what it comes down to. What's more exciting than seeing the look on their face when you pull out the...
Let me finish the sentence.
That unmistakable little box.
Close one.
Close one. Here's the jewelry.
Forget this. If you're buying jewelry, there's no better place to do it than BlueNile.com.
This is our almost bracelet when we almost got pregnant. Here you go.
Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below a traditional retailer. When you're looking to give the best gift of all time, Blue Nile is the place to go with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, 30-day returns, and a diamond price match guarantee. They also have experts on hand day and night via phone or chat.
They have experts on hand. Like, can't you get pregnant the first time? Is it, how many days after a period? Is it okay?
Free diamonds can still get you pregnant.
Can you still get if you pregnant?
These are all great questions that you should ask.
Yeah, please ask.
Day or night. Matt, well, tell me about your experience with jewelry.
Well, what's crazy is just last week, me and Anthony got a cup of coffee like we always do. We just like to talk at post shop, post talk, little talk shop. And I was like,
yes, that's what we do.
I was like, Anthony, you know what I was thinking about today? He's like, how great of a service Blue Nile is. I was like, yes. Why don't you tell me the latest jewelry you just got?
I got a diamond ring for my beautiful spouse from Blue Nile, and it was good diamond.
Good diamond.
It was good diamond. They graded it good. I called them up, and I said, is
you know
this
that,
good?
Like, you know that good and is
and
probably...
I will. We did not invite you. I called you right before we went out. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, me and Anthony are getting a cup of coffee, talk shop like we always do.
Hanging out.
The diamond dogs.
And will, you said you couldn't come to our coffee because you're on Blue Nile ordering a beautiful... What were you ordering?
That's right. Yeah, that's
what
right.
were you
I was
ordering,
shopping
will?
On BlueNile.com. I got a lot of great jewelry, and more importantly, a great deal on that jewelry.
There you go.
Which is just as valuable.
Even more so.
Go to BlueNile.com to find the perfect piece today. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com. Taylor's going to try the move again. He's going to try and draw his concealed sword cane.
You can just do that because you're free now.
I know. So I'm going to do a cool swipe on it. I guess I have a short sword, I think is what we're calling it.
Sure.
So I will do a hit to DC. That is a... 5 plus 3. I've been rolling so bad this season. 5 plus 3, 8. Sword short to hit.
So yeah, the sword short sinks into the...
Don't mock me.
Oh, did I say it wrong too?
Did we both say it wrong?
You said sword short.
Oh, whoops. We're buddies now.
Buddies.
Jinx poke, you owe me a Coke. Oh, wait, you have advantage.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Because of what normal did.
Because,
oh,
yeah, so,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
let's roll again.
Sword short. The
short. Harrison Ford, sword, short.
Harrison
short.
Ford wielded a short sword in the swarthy shores of Swarthmore. That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
That's
Did you
good
just
one.
Make that up?
That's off the top of the fucking
that's really
dome.
Good.
That's a real tongue twister. Harrison Ford used a short sword.
I honestly
sword
thought you got
sword.
It from like a British sketch comedy show or something.
No. That's Hermie's warm-up. That's his vocal warm-up.
Harrison Ford with a sword. Aw, oh, darn, Hermie. You'll get it next time.
All right, that was a 16 plus 3, 19.
That'll do it. Okay. So yeah, you cut off one of the tentacles. One of the ends of the tentacles just whoosh, comes off. What's the damage?
No, hold on. Slow the fucking roll. I do the swipe, and then I sheath it back in. I stand there, and then behind me it goes...
Yeah.
And then, you know, the blood sprays up everywhere, and I'm like, looks... whatever.
How much damage did you do?
Damage, 1d6 plus 3, 4, 7 damage.
All right.
And then I'd like to very quickly scurry behind Link, because I know he's a big buff boy.
All right.
Very tall.
Well, speaking of a very tall, very buff Link, it's Link's turn.
How much did he get hit for?
A normal got hit for 11 damage.
Yeah, I have 4 health left.
I'm going to do lay on hand, so I'm gonna put Teeny the Teen's big old mascot head right in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, hey, buddy, Teeny
what
the Teen, baby.
Horrifying vision.
Teeny the Teen.
This
maybe,
is the last thing you're going to see before
maybe,
you die.
Maybe on me, but really, he's in you. And I put my hand on you, and I do lay on hands, and I use all 10 to heal you 10.
Great.
So you heal me 10? Okay, yeah. So nice. Normal has, like... Such a specific pull. Do you know, like, the fucking shot of Mercy that they use in all the Overwatch stuff where she's all haloed in the background?
Yes, yes.
It's like that.
Yes.
And Normal's eyes go wide, and, like, you can see the gold glow. You can see Teeny the Teen's eyes reflected in Normal's eyes.
It's the first time you've seen Teeny the Teen talk to him.
Yes, it's the first time I've gotten a pep talk from someone else. And so here's
in your
what
dying
I'd like
moments,
to say.
Yeah.
So I take 10 hit points. I'm now going to roll 1d4 psychic damage because I'm like, Link is a better
Oh, that's great. I think it's 2d4.
2d4?
Oh, yeah. No. He means a lot to you as a character, like Teeny, that is.
I took 8 psychic.
Oh, my God.
So you see me, you see it all play out on my face. You see Normal's eyes get really big and wide and hopeful, and then, like, it just falls to this kind of agonizing grief, and I look a little better than I started. I'm like, thanks, Teeny. Oh.
That's fantastic. So you're at 6 HP now?
6 HP.
Delightful.
I'm glad I used all my lay on hands. 2 HP.
All right, Normal, it's your turn.
Okay. Rattled by that, and remember remembering that I'm supposed to be a normal kid right now, like, which means I probably shouldn't do any freaky spell stuff, like, because that's weird. Like, my dad probably wouldn't be proud of me if I did that. So I channel my anger at this kind of, like, humiliating moment, and I just fucking run at...
Pepperoni Tony.
Pepperoni Tony. I'm going to swing...
Now he's Puckeroni Tony.
Puckeroni Tony. God damn it. I'm just going to run. I don't have any weapons, though.
So you can improvise a weapon from something that might be at a dance.
What does Pepperoni Tony's wife do for a living?
She is a lawyer.
Pizza lawyer.
I'm just
yeah, she is Papa Classic. John's personal lawyer. Papa John is in an iron lung still.
Papa John
being kept alive.
Fucking white sauce being pumped into his
Alfredo.
He's like the emperor from Warhammer 40K. They have to sacrifice 100 pizzas every day to keep him going.
100 franchisees, dude. They pull these
people. It's considered a great honor to get to be sacrificed to Papa John.
Oh, I'm just going to run up and start punching him with my two fists.
Okay.
So, what is an unarmed strike? What is that?
It's probably two. It should be in your.
It should be in your thing as an unarmed strike bonus, like next to your ranged attack bonus.
All right. I got a 20 for my hit.
That'll do it. Roll damage.
It just says 2 bludgeoning damage.
Yeah.
You did 2 damage to him. Nothing to be ashamed of.
You
punched a big set of lips, and your fist just goes into one of the big lips, and it like, and he goes, oh. Scary, it's your turn.
I go closer to Pepperoni Tony and I say, hey, Tony, your wife helped me out with some like free law stuff the other day. She said I had a keen legal mind. When's the last time she said anything to you?
Oh my God.
Holy shit, we have the strongest weapon, the teen girl.
Okay, hold on. That's amazing, and you'll get an advantage for it because that's definitely an attack of like psychic damage or something.
Found his glowing weak point.
But we're gonna have to do a roll to see how Scary found that information out. That his wife's a lawyer.
Lincoln would know.
Ooh, yeah, that's true. You could use a bonus action to ask Lincoln something. Yeah, you know what? That's what it is. What you asked me, you actually asked Lincoln. Okay. So do that instead.
Hey, Link, what does Pepperoni Tony's wife do for a living?
I forget. She said, "Yeah, I don't know."
She's a lawyer.
She's a lawyer.
Okay,
she's a lawyer. She's a really cool pizza lawyer.
A pizza lawyer. Yeah. Interesting.
Okay,
she finally adjudicated the great debate of whether pepperoni belongs on pizza.
Okay. Chuck E. Cheese Esquire.
Yeah, her name's Charles.
Charles.
Like the girl from Pushing Daisies. So you can go ahead and roll an attack, and then it's going to have advantage because of your spell last time, and because of how brutal this was, it's going to do double damage.
Is this like a spell? Is this like Dissonant Whispers or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Are you doing a regular attack or a spell?
I was planning on stabbing.
This is the definition of an unarmed strike, is what it is.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get him a little off guard.
No, that's great. That's definitely worth double damage.
Fuck my life.
Well, you have advantage, first of all.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Beth is burying her hands.
Oh, my God. I got a 3 is my best roll.
Oh.
Kill me.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. So you try to do that. You try to stab at Pepperoni Tony, and he grabs your hand, and he goes, my wife not talking to me was one of the happiest moments of my life. I only realized what I'd lost just recently. Maybe that's why she slept with my brother, because I stopped talking to her. Shit, I'm learning a lot. Fuck you! And then he's gonna once again, so it's his turn now. So you're next to him with your knife out, and Normal's next to him having just punched him. And so another tentacle is going to come out of another new split in his lips. He's going to try to grab both of you. And he goes, stinky boy and goth girl. Ah, the match made in heaven. Yes. And he's going to roll. Okay. So that's for one of you. So he rolled a 13 on grabbing Scary.
Mm-hmm.
So can you roll like evasion or, you know, dexterity saving throw or something? Try to avoid that.
I rolled another 1.
Oh no.
What?
Oh shit. Okay. So he immediately grabs you around the stomach. And then Normal, give me a roll. You're trying to beat a 17.
Dexterity saving throw?
Yeah.
Oof.
I got a... Wait, I'm going to burn my advantage.
Yeah, do it.
Or my inspiration, rather. 17 is what I got to beat?
Unfortunately.
Got a 21.
Ooh!
Nice!
Okay, so what do you do to evade or block or deflect this tentacle as it comes at you?
Normal is still, like, just fucking reeling from fucking seeing his dad, you know, tell him that he's not proud of him, to seeing Link be a better... teeny the teen than him, and he just thinks about, like, what's the most normal teenager thing I could do right now, and he just rolls his eyes and flops dramatically onto the ground like, I wish I was dead.
And the tentacle goes straight over you as you hit the ground, and he goes, oh, I only got one's not enough, wormies to me. And the two little girls and the teacher run toward Puckeroni Tony, and they just start punching at Scary, who is restrained. So they're each going to do an attack.
I'm going to use my cool shin guard shield to at least try to give one of them a... Who's the strongest? I'll do disadvantage on the strongest. By the
adult. Definitely the adult.
Okay, so yeah, disadvantage on the adult.
Okay, so the first girl... what's your AC, Scary?
12.
So the first girl misses completely. She just goes like, eh, and like slaps at you, but it doesn't hurt at all. The second one crits and does 14 damage.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh no, sorry. 7 damage. Sorry. And then the adult is going to attack with disadvantage. And he whiffs entirely. He just goes, he tries to throw a punch, but he's like the English teacher, so he's never done that before in his life. And he just whiffs on you. But yeah,
if you make fun of English teachers, we're going to lose like half of our audience.
I only said that because I was going to be an English teacher, so I assumed that's you. I assumed all of them are like me.
Oh, you would have been an interesting English teacher.
Interesting is a good word for saying a very short period of time I would be an English teacher. I would be fired very quickly, I assume.
Ow. Nobody's ever had it worse than me.
All right, it's Pepperoni Tony's turn. This should be a moment where, like, the stakes get higher. Like, something more should happen. Okay, so what he does. So Pepperoni Tony, with his final action that I'm just giving him right now.
He's got VP action.
Yeah, he's got a VP action. He could have been taken previously, but he forgot to, and now he remembered. So he uses his vice principal action to pull the anti-fire alarm.
It's like he realized he left like a cupcake in the teacher's lounge. He's like, ooh, is that extra little spice at the end of the day?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, he left a cupcake in the teacher's lounge on the stove and left the stove on. And
we don't know what's in there.
You know, anything could be in the teacher's lounge. And,
why did he leave a cupcake on the stove?
I like my cupcakes when they're hot.
A little crispy on the outside.
Use a microwave. What am I, a poor person? I'm not going to use a microwave. I'm the vice principal. I deserve a stove cupcake every now and again. Cupcakes like I like my ex-wife.
On a stove.
And not talking to me.
I'm silent and in my brother's mouth.
Oh my God.
So he says that, and in that moment, the cupcake explodes in the teacher's lounge.
So did her brother.
And he actually did this the very first turn of the fight, and the fire has been slowly creeping towards the cafeteria, like working its way from the teacher's lounge to the cafeteria. And now the fire has like gotten to the cafeteria, and now the rafters, the roof of the cafeteria is on fire, and this entire cafeteria is... Yes, exactly. You get an inspiration as well, because that was something people said in my high school.
Yay!
Would you say that this fire has gone from the window to the walls? Like this other dance song.
I've never heard that song before.
What?
Sweat I'm joking. I'm joking. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That but you just had inspiration, so I'm not doing it again.
So the fun. So convincing. You hadn't heard of it.
So the roof is on fire, and in three more turns, this cafeteria is going
to
burn down.
I would like to say that I've been playing this character wrong. I am now going to cast Zephyr Strike, and that's the way I cast it, by saying Zephyr Strike.
Okay, what is, that?
What is that? Moves me like the wind. My movement doesn't provoke opportunity attacks. We don't do that fucking bullshit on this podcast. Once before the spell ends, I can give myself advantage on one weapon attack roll. The attack deals an extra 1d8 force on the hit. And then whether or not I hit or miss, my walking speed goes up by 30 feet, so I'm just a little faster. So I'm going to cast Zephyr Strike.
So you can definitely blink to him in that one move then.
Yeah, same thing. I'm doing another one of these cool like sword draw moves. So I did 17.
That'll hit him.
And I also forgot that I have, as a ranger, a fighting style called dueling, which is I'm wielding a melee weapon in one hand and no other weapon, so I get a gain plus 2 bonus to damage rolls. So I'm burning that thing that I just did for the advantage on the 17, so I'm going to hit it with a plus 2 and then a plus 1d8.
Okay, so roll all that and tell me how much damage
you take. 3 plus 2 plus 5, 10 damage.
Describe what you do with your sword, and I'll describe what happens to Pepperoni Tony.
So I go, this is going to require a more powerful jutsu.
Fuck, I really like Taylor. Fuck.
This is, by the way, this is what's going to happen. So Taylor right now kind of has a voice like this. When his voice drops, he's going to sound a little bit more like an anime voice.
Oh my God.
What do you think, guys?
I don't know.
But not yet. Not yet. You have that to look forward to.
That's like, God, that's like being on a train and you know the tracks are out 3 miles down the road. But also the brakes are broken and there's nothing you can do. You just fucking wait for the fucking pain to come.
Try to hold your anticipation in, everybody.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh,
Will is not a fan of this voice. Beth doesn't look like she's a fan of this voice.
You'll find out from our listeners how much of a fan of the voice they are, and then that will either have no effect whatsoever or deeply convince you to keep doing it.
All right, so yeah, so what happens is now when I do the sword, I unsheathe the sword entirely and I do like a cool like spinny move thing, like a figure eight.
And then as I'm doing that, there's like cool like lines and wind and stuff and everything. And I do the same move. I basically just run forward, slash, and go, Zephyr Strike. And I, push forward on it. And like I hold a pose, of course, because you have to hold a pose. And it does hella damage, dude.
All right.
So, once again, looks like I'm the one dealing damage for this crew.
So the 10 points of damage that you do to him, you make the slash and nothing happens. Like you waved your sword a lot and then it's nothing. And then
I'm
you see a line.
By the way. I'm unfazed.
Of course,
The only damage in my life is my soul.
And then just wait, Scary. Keep watching. Scary, keep watching them.
Hold.
Keep watching, Scary.
You see a line appear on his lips, a little red line that gets a little bit thicker, starts to fill with a liquid, and then another line, and another line, and crisscross. And much like that guy at the beginning of the first Resident Evil movie, the lips turn into just little cubes that just down as you completely cut up his lips. He had exactly 10 HP left. You did enough damage to beat him. You've defeated him. And all that remains is the rest of Pepperoni Tony minus his lip. It just doesn't have lips now. He has two big bloody wounds where his lips used to be.
Is Resident Evil the one with the scary dogs?
Yes.
I don't watch that because I don't like scary dogs. I don't like dogs being scary.
No, that's totally fair. There are many other reasons not to watch the first Resident Evil movie, but he is now out of it. All you have to deal with is these two teenage girls and the teacher who have the lip wormies on them.
The other little lip cockroaches are like dead or something?
Yeah, the kids have been stomping on them and stuff. They're still good. Cool. Fuck it. The kids stomped them all except for those three because he only spent that action to use them.
And then Taylor spins around, stands up straight and goes, "Call me Chapstick because I cut the shit out of those lips."
That's kind of the opposite of what Chapstick does.
No, Chapstick has a lot of fiberglass in it or something. I just know that you have to use Burt's Bees. And no, seriously, look it up. Everyone says Chapstick's bad for you.
I don't want to know this.
Is it not bad for you?
I've heard that.
I'm addicted Google this? To it, so I don't know. This is not stuff I wanted to know about.
That one-liner was off the top of the dome, but it may not be factually correct. I was just doing my best.
It is Link's turn now.
Okay, so I mean, I guess I'll attack the lips on the teacher.
Okay.
I'll do an unarmed strike.
I try to kick this teacher in the face.
I'm going to do a targeted kick.
Oh, you got to do that kick like Guile does in Street Fighter when he does that full backflip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I got a 3, though.
That's not what Guile does.
I kick her in the head instead of the lips.
Yeah, you can just kick her in the face. And
what teacher is it?
You were doing it for the teacher? The English teacher. Yeah.
We came up with a name earlier today, Beth and all of us, which was Nicholas Nipplebust.
Oh, yeah. Nicholas Nipplebust, please.
Okay, cool. So Mr. Nipplebust takes some cleats to the side of his face, and it hurts him. He's not great. So the fire is still progressing down the
windows,
the
walls,
roof,
et cetera.
Yeah, it's down the windows to the walls till the sweat pours down.
Flames drips down the ball.
During this ball.
Yeah,
during
the
ball. The three lip-possessed people, they're still looking upward, and they say in these weird, shrieky, simultaneous voices, they go, and then the lips just wilt up. Like a dry leaf, just kind of like they lose all their moisture and they crinkle up and they fall off of the people. And the people are essentially back to normal. Like they've just killed themselves, essentially. Not the people, but the lips.
Damn.
So now everyone is dead.
Everyone's dead?
Not dead. Sorry. All the fight is over. Pepperoni Tony's like, what the fuck was that? What was that? Oh, that sucked. That was terrible. That was absolutely terrible. Oh, so,
are his lips still fucked up?
Yeah, so but that's what it would sound like if you didn't lose your lips when you talked anyway. So
Anthony
the only
was very careful to voice a non-lip.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. But the only thing that remains is the big incursion pimple.
I've seen some videos on what to do with this.
Well, normally seems like your thing, right? So you should.
Yeah. You need to lance it before like you pop it.
Yeah, we need to lance it.
Yeah, you some,
what about
alcohol,
this knife?
Right?
We should disinfect the knife first.
Anybody got like a Clorox wipe or whatever?
I think I can do something, but everyone's got to close their eyes and not look because it's like not a normal thing to do.
Oh, DJ, turn the music back on, please.
The DJ presses a button and...
What was the outlaw dance?
The outlaw dance?
The dance that we said they weren't allowed to do.
Oh, the whatnot?
The whatnot. He plays everybody whatnot.
I go, Teeny the Teen here is about to do the whatnot. And then Lincoln starts pulling off his whatnot skills. So everybody will look at him instead
but you're defiling normal.
Yeah, to Pepperoni Tony sees it. He goes,
to Pepperoni Tony hates it, which makes normal.
He's looking at you in the Teeny the Teen costume. He goes, normal, oh, that is attention. We do not whatnot here.
Make a performance roll for the whatnot.
Oh, you stepped on the wrong fucking
zone. Actually, I don't know why I said I get plus zero on performance, but I got rolled a 19. So.
Okay, great. So you're actually pretty good at the whatnot.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that Normal has had sex before.
So the crowd's going crazy. Normal seeing the fucking Link just basically outclass him in every pot.
Everyone's
doing the whatnot.
Everyone is loving this new.
Yeah, they actually like fucking Teeny
new
the Teen now.
Provocative.
Go Teeny. No, you're a rebel.
And also, Lincoln like feels the power of like everybody not knowing it's him. He gets it. He gets why Normal's. He pulls down the sign that says no whatnots. And he's like tearing it up and using the two halves.
So I did another 2d8 psychic damage. So I'm down to 3 health.
Okay, great. Incredible. See, we're all distracted.
Normal just staggers and then he just takes the knife from Scary. And
whoa, I don't know if I'm letting you take it.
Just let me do it. Okay. Just let me do it.
Okay. All right. Here you go.
And then Normal channels all of his frustration and failure and anger and resentment into one Herculean blow as he jumps up in the air and goes, aah! And stabs the knife into the zip.
Everything goes quiet. And we zoom in on the fucking the knife point as it gets closer and closer. And the second it makes the tiniest little pinprick, a fucking atom from the knife touches the top of this bulbous, tight, like putrescent, undulating head of a pimple, it pops and goes. And the entire inside of this cafeteria gets coated in this white and gray substance. People are like pushed up against the wall.
I want to say that Taylor was taking like a selfie and like pointing behind him to text to Erica being like, you missed out on the real cool kid dance.
Yeah, and you can see the juice coming at you. And yeah, it's dripping. It's like at the end of fucking Ghostbusters where everybody's covered in the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And yeah, it's dripping from the ceilings and stuff like that. But thankfully, that means it's actually put out the fire, all this juice. And so everyone's going, eh, screaming. They're screaming. It's so weird. And they hate it and stuff like that. What is Normal feeling right now? What's Normal look
just
like?
Just numbness. Just complete emptiness.
Then you barely even notice. Hermie the Unworthy puts his hand on your shoulder and he goes, well, Normal, you popped a zit. You got humiliated. And you didn't have fun at your first dance. That sounds pretty normal to me.
Oh!
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies that we sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing. And Robin Rapp is our transcriber. We are supported by our Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Who are some of the people who support us? It was funny that you asked. People like Sydney Bloom, Cole White, Nathan Hughes, Ian McVicker, Manaconda, Colin Graves, The Bog Witch, X-Amy, Travis Ridgeway, Tess Aiden, Tabitha McDonald, Brian Genowine, Kayla Lane Doolittle, Anna Banana, John Biggs, Jade Hemberger, Dwight Martin Campbell, Andrew Lightfield, Cedar Penson, and Sean O'Connor. Directly support the show and get ad-free episodes at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads and get tons of bonus content. We are gearing up to record another stretch goal mini campaign, one called Sons and Sons Ability, where we're getting hella Regency period piece with lords and ladies and shit. I have no idea what that's going to be like, but if our other two mini campaigns are any indication, it'll be very funny. We also have a few new merch items on our merch store. Folks have been asking for patches, so we now have patches of our most popular designs, including a Scam Likely patch and a You Are Enough As You Are patch. We also have a great Season 1 tote bag, which features an incredible illustration full of the characters, dads, and NPCs of Season 1. Scary Marlow fans rejoice as there's now a Scorpion Slut shirt. And finally, there's a D20-looking bottle opener thing designed by me, yours truly. All in all, some very cool and different stuff for you to look at. So check that out at store.dungeonsanddaddies.com, where you can find all of our merch. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our Twitter, Dungeons and Dads. Our subreddit, Dungeons and Daddies. Our next episode is coming out Tuesday, April 19th. We'll see you then. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, brave where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way.
Like, I didn't know what my principal's wife did.
You didn't? Everyone did, right, guys?
I'm not falling for that.